Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Let's move on. A new sea survival pool has opened in the National Fisheries College of Ireland in Greencastle in Donegal. Sea survival is a key part of basic training that prepares fishers in the event of an accident at sea. The new training pool aims to recreate a realistic experience with simulated wind and rain and waves. Our reporter Una Kelly went along and took part in the drills.
We're here now at our muster point. We've heard the signal, which is 7 shortfall by 1 long blast of our ship's whistle. We've arrived at our muster. I'm the skipper of the vessel. We are going to abandon our vessel.
Larry Keeley is a safety instructor at Bord Iscivara in Greencastle in Donegal.
Sometimes it can be, as say, you take things for granted that this will not happen to us. We're a great nature of doing that, saying, my boat will not sink. It's too late to find out where the equipment is and how to use it and how prepared your crew is when that boat is sinking. So that's why the drills are so important in this industry.
Wherever you get to your raft, you hold on. Don't forget this to be a night time.
The drills are happening in the brand new sea survival facility, but this is no ordinary pool. The water is dark, it's cold, and it's deep. And everyone, myself included, has to jump in. If you work in a commercial fishing vessel in Ireland, you have to do this training every 5 years. Kevin McHugh from Killybegs has been fishing for 3 decades.
We've all been in many different situations, fingers being cut off and having to give stitches at sea, and guys being airlifted, and many different situations and scenarios, but we've all lived to tell the tale, so that's what's important, and that's where your training comes in. When we're at sea, we have to make the best of it ourselves, because we can't call for help. We have to do these things ourselves. We're our own medical service, we're our own fire service, and we have to deal with it ourselves. This is why we're here, to train and make prevent these situations.
The drills are run in conditions as close to a real-life experience as possible. Wind and rain machines are turned on, and we're swimming in giant sea survival suits. Sophia Fox studies marine electric technology, and she's here as part of her college course.
It's so dangerous working at sea, and like a lot of the stuff I learned today, I wouldn't have thought of. For example, the life raft opening upside down, we had to learn how to turn it the right way up and those kind of things, and rescuing people who are maybe unconscious in the water and stuff like that.
It's a very physical kind of thing. Can it be tough?
Yeah, it was tiring enough, but they do like give you as much support as possible with like all the safety equipment. And one thing also, like, I'm the only girl in my course, and even today doing the course here, I was also the only girl. I think it's hard at times, but it's also like really good because there's more girls coming in, and I think it's really important to not be afraid of going into a sector that's mostly like men. Like, there's so many like supports, and there's a lot of more girls coming in, so I wouldn't let that stop you from going into the maritime industry.
Sean McClenahan is a local skipper from Greencastle.
That training was very beneficial. Like, it's really practical. It's really, because a lot of times fishermen don't actually ever see a life raft in the water, or never actually see, but because it's something you don't want to happen, never want to happen in your boat. But it's good to show in practice what everybody's trained what to do. It's very easy for something to go wrong in bad weather, and you know, something, the loss of life at sea has been really felt like around this coast in the last few years, or the last 30 or 40 years. And training is the most beneficial thing for keeping fishermen safe at sea.
Do you mind me asking, has your family or community been personally affected by?
The community of Greencastle was affected back in the 90s and through the 2000s. People lost, and small boats and bigger boats. But touch wood, nobody's ever lost my family. Like, but it's a tight-knit community, Greencastle, you know, and the fishing community special.
It can be a risky job sometimes, is it?
Like, it's one of the most dangerous jobs in the world, and training is the most important thing. And especially now, there's a lot of foreigners fishing in vessels, so sometimes a communication barrier, trying to explain to them. So if they can see it happening here in the fishery college here, you know, it helps, rather than trying to teach it just through word of mouth or teach it through a book or something. So the pool is definitely really beneficial.
How important is this facility to the fishing community here?
Here, like, we're losing boats all the time in terms of going out of our through quotas and regulations and all, and it's just important to keep the village here in Greencastle. It's important to keep have more people coming from all over Ireland to train here, for coming from Northern Ireland, coming from all around Europe and training here, and it's great for the wee community, you know, small community. Ever since Brexit, like, we've seen cuts in quota, cuts in Greencastle had 7 boats here 3 years ago. Now we're down, or 7 fishing trawlers over 25 metres. We're down to 5 now. So it's just less and less and less. And it's the noose around our neck. It's important to try and keep this community, the last bit of fishing that's left in it, going.
Caroline Bokel is CEO of Bordy Skivara. She says a fully equipped sea survival pool was badly needed to serve the fishing communities in Donegal.
We know from our research that over 82% of fishers know somebody who has lost their life in an accident at sea. So there is no doubt that it is a very dangerous business. But I think the providing people with really good safety training gives them the best possible outcome. And we know from previous students on the on our courses that they would say that without having done the course that they would have had a very different outcome. So it's really important that we can provide this in a really professional and modern way that meets the needs of students.
And Bord Skivara's new sea survival pool in Greencastle, Donegal, is due to be officially opened by Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, this Friday, and that report by Una Kelly.